Hello, and welcome to this Learn English Elementary recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hello again, and welcome to Learn English Elementary podcast number 4. I'm Ravi from Manchester.
And I'm Tess from London. Hi. Now, as usual, we've got loads of great stuff for you to listen to. But before we tell you about that, Ravi, I have to ask you, are you feeling better now?
Oh, a lot better now, thank you.
On Saturday morning, Ravi called me and he sounded terrible. Oh, Tess, I feel really bad.
Yeah, okay. I did feel terrible.
Oh.
I had a really bad cold, a headache. Ooh. I had a football match on Saturday afternoon too.
You didn't play football, did you?
No, I felt too bad. Do you know what I did?
What?
A friend came over and we watched all of the Lord of the Rings films, all 3 of them. 10 hours of DVDs.
You're joking. I can't watch TV for that long. I get bored. Anyway, I didn't really like Lord of the Rings. I like the book. The film's never as good as the book, I think.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know, but believe it or not, that's exactly the question we asked people in Your Turn this week. Which do you prefer, the book or the film?
Really? I bet everyone says that books are better.
I'm not so sure. Anyway, that's for later. Now it's time for I'd Like to Meet. In this part of the podcast, we ask people a simple question. Which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet? And we ask them to explain why. So let's say hello to this week's guest, Marcus from London. Welcome to I'd Like to Meet, Marcus.
Thank you, Ravi.
Hello, Marcus.
Hi, Tess.
And you're from London, Marcus. That's where I'm from.
That's right. I was born here and I've lived here all my life.
And what do you do?
I work in a supermarket, but I want to be a professional musician. That's my ambition for the future.
We all need ambitions, Marcus, and that's a good one. Now I'm going to ask the question. So, Marcus, which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet? I think I can guess. You're going to talk about a musician, aren't you?
You're right, Tess.
She's always right.
I'd like to meet Bob Marley.
Oh, Bob Marley? He's one of my heroes. I'm sure our listeners know Bob Marley, but could you explain who he is for us?
Bob Marley was Jamaican, and he was the man who gave reggae music to the world. The world outside Jamaica, of course. And the Rastafarian religion, too. He was also famous for his religious beliefs. He was born in 1945 and died in 1981, so he died very young. He was only in his 30s.
How did he die?
He had cancer.
And why did you choose him to talk about today?
Bob Marley never wrote a bad song. My father was a big Bob Marley fan, so I grew up listening to his music at home when I was a kid. I used to listen to it when I was sad. It's impossible to listen to Bob Marley and feel unhappy. That was his message to the world. Don't worry, be happy. He wasn't interested in negative things. His music was always positive. He's a legend. He was the first superstar from a poor country, and that's why people from poor countries all over the world love him so much. His music speaks to them. Everywhere you go, everywhere in the world, people know and love Bob Marley. Everywhere. He was poor. He grew up in an area called Trenchtown, a very poor area in Jamaica with gang problems and drug problems. He left school when he was 14 and started work. His message is universal. It's a protest, really. It's about how human beings are all the same, black or white, rich or poor, and his religion helped him to understand that. He once said, "I don't stand for the black man's side. I don't stand for the white man's side. I stand for God's side." God was very important to him. He was a very spiritual man. I'm a musician, and I want my music to have a message. I want to make people feel good. Like in the song, "One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right." That's the message. It's so simple.
And is there a special question that you'd like to ask him, Marcus?
Thousands! But no, not really. Not one special question. I'd like to sit and talk to him for a long time. All night if I could. But no, not one special question.
I enjoyed that, Marcus. Thanks a lot.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, listeners, that we'd like to hear from you. Which famous person, dead or alive, would you like to meet? And why? Email us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. That's learnenglishpodcast, all one word, at britishcouncil, all one word, .org. That's O-R-G. Let us know which famous person you would like to meet.
Oh, I feel like listening to some Bob Marley now.
No time for that, Tess. It's time for our quiz. Every week, we have a little quiz to make you think. This week, we're going to play Hot Seat again. Here to play are Hannah and Max. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, Max.
Hello.
You're both from Sheffield, is that right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 17.
And I'm 16. We go to the same school, St Joseph's.
Are you in the same class?
We are, yeah.
OK. And who's doing what? Who's going to explain the words and who's going to be in the hot seat?
I'll explain and Max will guess.
OK. OK, Max?
OK.
Right. Remember how to play? These cards have all got words on. Hannah has to explain the words and Max has to guess them. But remember, Hannah, you can't use the words on the card. Max, you have to guess as many words as you can in 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Then let's go. You've got 1 minute, starting now.
Oh, big thing on the sea. You sail in it.
Boat. Ship.
Ship. An animal, small, big ears.
Elephant?
No, it's small. Carrots, it eats carrots.
Rabbit?
Yes. you do it at the disco.
Dance?
Yes. It's a fruit, I think. It's very hard. It's got milk inside. You can eat part of it, but not the outside.
Coconut?
Yes. You go there when you're sick.
Hospital. Doctors.
Hospital. It's white. Comes from a cow. You drink it.
Milk.
It goes across the river. You cross it.
A bridge.
You stand under it in the morning and you wash yourself.
Shower.
It's a day. But you'll be 18.
Birthday.
We'll give you birthday. Fantastic. How many was that? I make it 9. Is that right? Yes, 9. Brilliant. Well done, Hannah and Max.
Well done. And if any of you listening have a good game we can play in quiz time, write to us and let us know. The address is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. We'd love to hear your ideas for games we can play. Whew, it makes me tired just listening to Hot Seat. So, now we'll have something a bit more relaxed. It's time for Our Person In. This is the part of the podcast where we listen to people in interesting places all over the world telling us something about life in the country they're in. This week, Robert Watson is our man in Hong Kong.
In the centre of Hong Kong, everything is new, modern and busy. It's difficult to think what the city was like 100 years ago. But only 45 minutes away from the centre, on the small island of Chung Chau, we can see another side of Hong Kong, a side that is not very different from how it was centuries ago. Every year in May, Chung Chau celebrates its Bun Festival. The buns are small white bread rolls, and huge towers made of bamboo are covered in the sweet buns in the festival, which lasts for a week. No one knows exactly why the festival started, but there is a procession to honour Pak Thai, the sea god. In this procession, children in fantastic costumes are carried through the village. The costumes hide the seats that the children are sitting on, and it looks like they're flying. For 3 days before the festival, no one on the island eats meat. The butcher's shop is closed, and restaurants serve only vegetarian dishes. Even the small McDonald's on the island sells only vegetarian food for these 3 days. Perhaps, for 3 days, this quiet corner of one of the busiest places on earth is the only place where you can't buy a Big Mac at McDonald's.
No Big Macs. Oh, sounds great.
Oh, come on, Tess. Everybody eats a Big Mac now and then.
I don't. Blech.
You never eat fast food.
I try not to. Horrible stuff.
Actually, fast food might be a good idea for your turn, but not this week. Your turn, listeners, is when we go into the street.
Oh, you forgot to give the address.
Oh, right. Yes, sorry. If you'd like to write in and tell us something interesting about your city or town, we'd love to hear from you. You can send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. OK, now we can move on to your turn. We went out into the street to find out what people think about this question. Which do you prefer, the book or the film?
Book or film? For me, the book. But let's hear what people said.
I definitely prefer the book. I love going to the cinema, but if there's a book and I've read it, then I never go to see the film. Reading books is all about imagination, and the film spoils that. Like, when you read a book and you can't imagine the character because you keep thinking of, say, Brad Pitt's face.
The film, definitely. Look at Lord of the Rings. It's a really long book. In fact, it's 3 long books. It takes months to read. And with the film, you get all the special effects and it looks fantastic. Much more exciting than the books.
It depends. It depends on the book. If it's a serious book by a good writer, then the book is always better than the film. But if it's not a great book, a thriller or something like that, the film can be better than the book.
The book, for me. You have to work harder with the book. You have to make the pictures in your head. But when it's a good writer, it's like watching a film. You make the book into your own film in your head. And everyone has a different film. That's much better.
I think I prefer films. You get more from a film. In a book, you only get the story, and you have to imagine how things look. In a film, you get the story, and you get the actors and music and everything. For example, if a film is set in Japan, you get to see Japan. I've never been to Japan. I can't imagine it. A film shows you more.
Well, I disagree with him, but there were some interesting opinions there.
Remember that we'd love to know what you think. Which do you prefer, the book or the film? Or do you have an idea for a question that we could ask on your turn? Send us an email at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org and we can ask your question in another podcast.
Now it's time to meet Carolina again. As you probably remember, Carolina is a Venezuelan student and she's visiting Britain for the first time. She's going to Newcastle in the northeast of England. She's going to live and study there and, of course, have a lot of fun, we hope. In the last podcast, we listened to Carolina's conversation at the underground station. She was going to King's Cross Station to get the train to Newcastle.
That's right. And she was worried that she didn't have time to get to the station to catch a train.
But everything was all right. Carolina caught her train with only a few minutes to spare. So let's listen now to what happened on the train to Newcastle.
Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
No, it's free. Oh. Sorry, I'll move my bag.
Situated towards the front of the train. We would like to remind passengers that coach F at the rear of the train is the quiet coach. If you are sitting in coach F, please use all electronic equipment quietly and switch mobile phones to silent mode. Please be considerate to other passengers. Thank you.
Coach F?
Yeah, this is a quiet coach.
Oh.
There's a sign, look. No mobile phone conversations. No noise. It's cool. I hate listening to other people's conversations.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Newcastle.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
Do you live there?
No, I'm going to study there, at the university.
Oh.
What about you? Do you live there?
Yeah, I'm at the university too.
Oh.
It's a great city. You aren't English, are you?
No, I'm Venezuelan.
Cool. You speak really good English.
Oh, thank you. My mother is English, but I've never been to Britain before. It's all a bit strange.
Hello? Dan! Yes, hi, how's it going? Yes, I'm on the train. Yeah? Yeah, it finished at 6 o'clock, more or less.
Excuse me? This is a quiet coach. Could you have your conversation in the corridor?
What? Huh? Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, Dan, sorry. What did you say? I didn't hear you. I'm in the quiet coach. Some woman was complaining about...
I'm going to get a coffee or something. Do you want anything?
I don't know. What have they got?
Come with me then. You can have a look. They've got sandwiches and stuff too.
Okay.
There you go. There's the list on the wall. What do you fancy?
Fancy? What do you mean?
Sorry. What would you like? What do you fancy means what would you like?
Do you think I can pay with my Visa card? I still haven't got any English money. I lost my bag and then I nearly missed the train.
Don't worry about it. This one's on me. I'll pay. Have a toasted sandwich. They're good. Cheese and tomato?
Cheese with tomato? In a toasted sandwich?
Delicious.
Oh, no.
What about cheese and ham then?
Oh, yes, cheese and ham, please.
And to drink? Coke? Orange juice? A beer?
Orange juice, please.
Can I help you?
Yes, two toasted sandwiches, please. One cheese and tomato, one cheese and ham, an orange juice and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that?
Two toasted sandwiches, 3.45 each, Coke, 90p, orange juice, £1.40, that's £9.20, please.
Here you are.
And that's 80p change, thank you.
That's very kind of you. It's a lot of money. That's nearly £10.
Don't worry about it. I'm a real gentleman. Tell you what, you can take me out for lunch one day in Newcastle. You can pay for me. I'll give you my phone number. Is that a deal?
Okay, it's a deal.
Good. Now let's sit down and eat these.
Okay.
Jamie sounds nice.
Ugh, honestly, you women.
What?
Never mind. Right, that's almost the end, but we can't go before we hear from Gordon, our producer. Hey, Gordon. I've got a joke for you this week.
Oh, yes. Come on then, let's hear it.
OK. What's red and invisible?
I don't know. What's red and invisible?
No tomatoes.
That's worse than mine. Leave the jokes to me, Ravi.
Come on then. Let's hear it for this week.
Right. I've got the perfect joke for this week's podcast. Ready?
OK.
OK then. A man goes into a cinema to watch a film. He sits down and in front of him, there's a man and a dog.
You can't take dogs into a cinema, can you?
You can in this cinema. Anyway, the film's a romantic comedy. After a little while, there's a funny part in the film and, amazing, the dog starts laughing at the film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little while after that, there's a very sad scene. The dog starts crying its eyes out.
Aww.
This goes on for the whole film. The dog laughs at the funny parts and cries at the sad parts. Well, at the end of the film, the man waits outside the cinema until the man with the dog comes out. Excuse me, he says, I watched your dog crying and laughing all through the film. It's absolutely amazing. I know, says the man with the dog. It is amazing. He hated the book.
Are all your jokes about funny animals, Gordon?
Well, most of them, yes.
Okay, we have to go now, but don't go away. After this little break, you're going to hear Tom, our English teacher. After every show, Tom talks about the language you heard and gives you ideas to help you learn. So don't go away. But we'll say goodbye now. See you next time.
Bye. Don't forget to send us your emails. Here's that address one more time. It's learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org.
You are listening to a Learn English Elementary recording from the British Council.
Hi, my name's Tom. You'll hear from me at the end of every podcast. I'm going to talk about some of the language that you heard and talk about ways to help you learn English. The first thing I want to talk about today is British money. British money is pounds and pence. 1 pound is 100 pence. There are 100 pence in a pound. Listen to Carolina and Jamie buying food on the train. Listen to how much everything costs.
Can I help you?
Yes, 2 toasted sandwiches, please. 1 cheese and tomato, 1 cheese and ham, an orange juice and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that?
2 toasted sandwiches, 3.45 each, Coke 90p, orange juice £1.40, that's £9.20, please.
Did you notice that she didn't say £3.45? She said 3.45. British people often say prices like this. Sometimes they say pounds and sometimes they don't. The woman said £9.20 for the total. You will hear people say prices in both ways. But it's important to remember that if the price is only pounds, when there are no pence in the price, then we always say pounds. For example, we can say £3.45 or £3.45, but we must always say £3. Now, let's think about the pence. Listen again to the prices.
Two toasted sandwiches, 3.45 each, Coke 90p, orange juice £1.40, that's £9.20, please.
Did you notice that she didn't say pence? British people don't usually say pence. If the price has pounds first, then we understand that the second number is pence. We don't need to say anything, just a number. But Jamie's Coke was 90p. If the price is only pence, then we say p. It's a short way of saying pence. P means pence. I'd like to say something else about Carolina and Jamie's conversation. Jamie uses a lot of phrases that are probably new for you. They are phrases that you don't often read in course books or learn in classes, but they're phrases that British people use a lot. Here's an example.
There you go. There's the list on the wall. What do you fancy?
Fancy? What do you mean?
Sorry. What would you like? What do you fancy means what would you like?
What do you fancy is very informal. Carolina doesn't understand, so she asks Jamie. She says, what do you mean? Then Jamie explains that what do you fancy means what would you like. Here's another example from Jamie again. Listen for a phrase that's new for you.
Do you think I can pay with my Visa card? I still haven't got any English money. I lost my bag and then I nearly missed the train.
Don't worry about it. This one's on me. I'll pay. Have a toasted sandwich. They're good. Cheese and tomato?
Cheese with tomato? In a toasted sandwich?
Jamie says, this one's on me, which is an informal way of saying, it's okay, I'm going to pay for this. Try to remember phrases like this when you notice them. And do what Carolina did. Ask, what do you mean, if you don't understand? Now, I've got an interesting word to talk about next. The word is stuff. Listen to Tess speaking and see if you can understand what stuff means.
And I'm Tess from London. Hi. Now, as usual, we've got loads of great stuff for you to listen to. But before we tell you about that, Ravi, I have to ask you, are you feeling better now?
Stuff just means things. British people use it a lot when they're speaking. Here's another example.
I'm going to get a coffee or something. Do you want anything?
I don't know. What have they got?
Come with me then. You can have a look. They've got sandwiches and stuff too.
Okay.
Jamie doesn't want to tell Carolina all of the things that she can buy, so he just says, sandwiches and stuff. All the other things that they can buy to eat on the train. The next time you listen to a film or a TV programme in English, listen for people saying stuff. I'm sure you'll notice it a lot now. It's nearly time for me to go, but first, I want to give you a phrase for you to try and use this week. Do you remember the question in today's Your Turn? It was, which do you prefer, the book or the film? Listen to one of the answers.
It depends. It depends on the book. If it's a serious book by a good writer, then the book is always better than the film. But if it's not a great book, a thriller or something like that, the film can be better than the book.
He says, it depends. We talked about it depends in the first podcast. This time, it depends means I'm not sure because sometimes I have one opinion and sometimes I have a different opinion. Let's look at how to use it in a sentence. The man says, it depends on the book. Notice the preposition. We say, it depends on something. So, if someone asks you a question like, do you like dogs? You can say, well, it depends on the dog. I like small dogs, but I don't like big ones. Try to use it this week. Okay, that's all from me today. I'll talk to you all again on the next podcast. Remember, you can send your questions to me at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. I'll be happy to answer your questions. In a moment, you'll hear the address for the website where you can read everything you've heard in this podcast. So, bye for now. See you next time.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.